Hey there, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and I am sick. Ugh. I woke up this morning feeling crummy, and when I took my temperature, it was 102.4. No good. I took one of those at-home tests, so I know I don't have anything serious like the flu, probably just some regular old virus. Hopefully it'll pass quickly, and I'll be back to feeling good soon. And actually, in one way, I am feeling good. I'm still pumped up from a great Easter weekend. It's just that my body isn't doing so hot. I'm carrying two different and opposite feelings at the same time. Have you ever experienced that? Now, for me, I'm feeling two different ways for two different reasons. But sometimes, we can actually feel two different ways about the same thing. One way you can describe that is bittersweet. There's a part of the situation that isn't so good, that's the bitter part, and there's a part that is good, that's the sweet part. An example might be when a friend moves away, but for a good reason. Maybe they have family in another part of the country, and they're moving to be closer to them. We can be sad that they're leaving, but also happy that they get to reconnect with their family. Or maybe you're really looking forward to a special activity one weekend, and it ends up getting rained out. That's a total bummer. But maybe you end up finding something else to do that's also fun. You can totally be sad that the thing you were looking forward to didn't happen, while also enjoying the thing that did. Can you think of something that has happened to you or someone you know that is bittersweet? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, as I was thinking about the Easter story, I realized that Jesus' friends and followers were probably also carrying all kinds of emotions. Having their friend and teacher die had to be really, really sad. And then, a couple days later, he's alive again. I'm sure they were really excited to see him, but that doesn't change how hard the experience was. In fact, before all of that happened, Jesus had a friend named Lazarus who had died. Jesus arrives at his family's house, and they take him out to the cave where they'd put Lazarus' body. When Jesus gets there, it says he weeps. Jesus cried. And now here's the interesting thing. In just a moment, Jesus was going to bring Lazarus back to life. Now, this was not something Jesus did a lot, but this was one of those times. And yet, even though he was going to bring Lazarus back to life, he still cried. Why do you think he cried? I imagine he was sad that Lazarus and his family and friends had to go through that. Of course, they would be happy to have him back, but that doesn't change how hard it was. And that's kind of like how life is for us today. Right now, we still get sick. We can still get hurt, and people do still die. And when someone dies, it's very sad and super hard for everyone who loves them. Even though God will someday give us never-ending life, that'll happen at some point in the future that God chooses, and it could end up being a super long time away. So for now, we take care of ourselves and each other as best as we can. We try to stay safe and healthy so we can be around to enjoy our life and the world and the people we love for as long as possible. But Easter, it can offer us hope and comfort when someone we love does die. We can trust that God is taking care of them. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the good news of Easter. At the same time, there are still things in this life that are hard to carry. Help us remember that we can be both sad and joyful at the same time, just as you were with your friend Lazarus. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday, and hopefully I'm feeling better when we reconnect tomorrow.